while the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B. Show.
All right, we're going to give you about 12 minutes of some of the stories that we have handpicked just for you, B-holes, that we thought were not real until we read them and found out, yes, they are from reliable sources and are, in fact, true stories. We like to throw it around the room, let everybody do their own stories, and we will start with one of my favorite humans on the planet, Will Koontz.
Oh, fantastic. This one's for you, Johnny.
Damn it.
Less than endowed men now have their own dating site.
Oh, man.
Where size doesn't matter. Dinky One is what it's called. It's matchmaking website aims to combat penis size pressure by helping those with smaller phalluses find love.
All right, look.
What?
I'm not John Holmes or anything.
Sure.
But I'm okay.
Yeah, well, how big's your penis?
Prove it.
Yeah, let's see it.
It's pretty good.
Really?
Prove it.
Are you a grower, a shower?
Yeah, definitely a grower.
Yeah, me too.
I would say if you were to have a station wine competition, I'd be in the upper echelon.
How do you know? How many penises have you seen around here?
I'm saying I'm better. I'm.
How big?
Better than average.
Can you tell me? Can you tell me?
I don't want to brag, man. I'm just saying.
Me.
I don't want people to think that stereotype of fat guys got little ding dongs. I break the mold
what?
There.
That's a stereotype.
Oh yeah. And it's really not true. It's just that you got so much around it.
Yeah, of course.
It makes it look smaller, but yeah. Nah, man. I'm good.
But you won't say. You're saying you're good, but you won't say exactly what it is.
I'm fine.
When's the last time you measured?
I don't think I've ever measured.
Are you measuring from the BH all the way to the end, or where are you measuring from?
Bottom, yeah, back of the balls. All the way around, all the way up.
Yeah.
No.
To your tailbone.
Scrotal surface.
No, like I said, I'm not porn star, but I've heard what the national average is, and I'm above it.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm glad you brought that up, because those with a member smaller than 5.5 inches...
Yeah, I'm good.
...the global average erect penis length are defined
penis.
As... dinky ones, and they are eligible to join, boasting that 100% of men on this site are less than average. The site claims to have over 27,000 members with a ratio of 71%
penis.
Male... to 27% female and 2% transgender.
When you make a match, the notification comes in.
Penis.
A second Dinky One fan
penis.
Says she simply prefers smaller schlongs. She says, I find sex painful with a man bigger than 4 inches.
What?
She's got a shallow vagina, this lady. She should go on an app called Shallow
wow.
Vagina. That's what she needs.
If the girl really likes you, then you get this notification.
This lady.
Penis.
Oh God.
Sorry. Go ahead.
This lady says that she finds sex with a man bigger than 4 inches painful.
What?
And in the past, she's had to resort to mouth stuff.
Oh.
But she misses the close intimacy of sex.
Erection hard.
The site, which is not available as a mobile app, doesn't require users to add photos.
I'm getting so many notifications. I'm sorry.
And explicitly bans sharing nude images on the platform. Anonymous profiles are allowed so long as the email address is given.
So what do you do? They should have like different sized cucumbers, and you just put that as your profile pic to let the girl know if you're a gherkin or like a small pickle, a dill.
Well, what's the verification? I want to know, because I know
penis.
Like on Bumble, if you want to get verified, you send a picture of doing some gesture. Do you just send a picture of your ding dong, or how does it work?
Yeah, you got to send it with this.
Get that ding dong nice and big.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dinky One debuts. Or
Dinky One?
Dinky Ones, yeah.
It's a
unique time for dating apps, with Tinder recently warning users that the deadly coronavirus is highly contagious, something to be aware of when trying to find love among strangers.
I haven't heard that you can catch it through sex.
Yeah, you can. You're all close in proximity and, you know.
I don't think you can get it through, you know, seminar.
What? What?
She just said I'm something sorry. She's not allowed to say, and then she just said it in a weird accent instead.
You can't do that. You can't use a South African accent and say bad words and think that it's okay.
You can eat us.
Yeah, I just got another
note. You can say what I just said. You can say seminal fluids.
Huh?
Well, I do know. I do know. I read an article today that coronavirus is found in feces.
Oh, gross!
So it might be in
keep that poop out of me.
In the
penis.
You know that
penis.
Yeah.
Penis.
Dude, I'm getting so many hits on Dinky One right now.
Penis.
Oh my God.
I thought you weren't eligible to sign up. You said
I lied.
Penis.
I used your penis so I could sign up.
What? Penis.
Bull crap, buddy.
yeah. Anna, do you have a story?
I do. Are you guys tired of hearing about the coronavirus?
Yeah. No, man. It's
well,
exciting.
Too bad, because we're gonna talk about it some more.
Shut up, bitch.
Apparently, there's a new Instagram filter that some people find inappropriate.
No.
They're coronavirus Instagram filters.
Oh my God, I
gotta
find
it. Awesome. They're hilarious.
Did you try it?
I haven't, but some of them are users wearing masks or they have green molecules floating around them. Another one allows people to play a roulette-style game that determines their probability for coming down with the deadly virus, which has infected more than... Who cares? Come on. We all know the stats.
Yeah.
So people are calling this inappropriate, much like Ralph Northam's wife.
They
but
need
I
to
think
relax.
It's funny. I think it's funny. I think that if anything, we need to kind of have a light-hearted spin on, you know, this devastation that's going on.
The people that are dying from this aren't on Instagram. They're
no,
in their 70s.
They are not. So, yeah I kind of like these coronavirus-themed Instagram filters. But, again, not everybody is a fan of them. I was never really on Snapchat, but there was a Snapchat filter that I quite liked. It was like a slice of bread around your head.
Yeah.
Is that one still available?
Okay, so is this Instagram or Snapchat?
It's no, this one is Instagram.
The coronavirus one.
The coronavirus is Instagram.
I can't
the bread
find it.
Is Snapchat.
The bread, I think, is Snapchat.
And I think it comes back every once in a while.
Yeah.
It hasn't been around in a while.
I like the hot dog one. I like being a hot dog.
I like being a dog.
I like you as
the emo
girl.
Kid.
Yeah.
They took the filter away. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to keep doing it. And then they took away my emails.
Not
very
cool.
Sad.
I don't know. I think that this is funny.
Oh, King Beal. King Beal's winning right now.
Oh, no. What did he do?
Get your tweets in, guys. You're going to have to really, really step up your game to be top tweet.
Hell yeah, dude. That's what, I don't think anybody's going to
beat
that.
I miss him, man.
That's
that was so good. God damn it.
Very well done. Well done.
Bravo. Bravo.
That's good.
You got about 7 minutes to beat that tweet, and I don't think you're going to.
You ain't
going to
beat that tweet, bitch.
Beat that tweet, or you can beat my
penis.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
get it, girl. I have a story.
Yeah.
You'd like to hear it real fast.
I would.
Okay, good. I'm glad you wanted to. Because it's a local story right here in Tampa Bay, Florida.
Okay.
And it's all about strip club. I don't think we talk about strip clubs enough. Being the strip club capital of the country right here in
the
Tampa.
The world, right?
Maybe.
Like
I don't know.
Per capita?
I don't know. It's a good question. But we definitely represent. When you say strip club anywhere in the country, people that know strip clubs, they go, oh, Tampa.
Where are they? Are they like...
A lot of them on Dale Mabry. A lot of them in Brandon.
Dale Mabry. Okay.
Yeah, you got Odyssey and you got... what's the other
Mons
famous?
Venus.
Mons Venus.
World renowned.
And then Scores is there.
Scores is on Dale
Pink,
Mabry.
Like Pink Lady or something?
Pink Pony's around
Pony.
The corner. And then right around the corner from there is the Penthouse Club. You got... if you go down 60 towards Brandon, you got Deja Vu. You got... Gold Club, you got, I mean, there's a ton. Lakeland has, I mean, this whole area is loaded. Pasco County has a ton. Clearwater, it's everywhere. There's Oz over on Ulmerton. It's everywhere. But we have one that's doing a special coronavirus promo, everybody. Way to jump on a trend. I'm pretty proud of these guys. All you have to do is go to Deja Vu Showgirls. And I've been there a bunch of times. That's the one over in, near Brandon. Kind of right in between Ebor and Brandon on Highway 60. Mm. They're offering you a little something that's hard to get right now and also will help you feel comfortable during your stay. for a limited time only, first 10,000 people to walk through the doors in March will get a hospital mask.
Nice.
So you can wear it. That way, when that beautiful stripper is riding all over your crotch in a VIP room, you ain't got to worry about her coughing corona into your face. You are protected. Be nice if you got two, one for your dinghy and one for your face, right?
Why would you want to protect your dinghy?
I don't know.
Don't you want it to be, you know, as close to, in proximity as possible?
No.
Protection free.
Dude, I got a VIP lap dance there one time, and I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't expecting it. It's kind of crazy how it went down, actually, no pun intended. I was with an old boss of mine who was a really good friend that ran a nightclub that I used to work in as a DJ. So this is in the mid-90s when this happened. So he goes, hey, man, I need to stop by and talk to somebody at Deja Vu. It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He goes, we're just going to swing in there real quick. And I go, dude, I don't want to go in a strip club. I ain't got that much money on me. I don't want to spend all this money. Like, all they can do is tease me. You know, if I'm going to spend all that money, I want to take some chubby girl out for a night on the town and bang her later. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't trying to get teased with my money. And he goes, dude, you don't have to spend any money. Just go in real fast, and we'll be there for 10 minutes. I go, fine. I walk in there. I sit down. He's talking to whatever person he needed to talk to, and this girl walked by, and she looked exactly like Mariah Carey. I mean, exactly like Mariah Carey. Like, I thought it was Mariah Carey, and I was like, oh my God, like, she looks like Mariah Carey. And then she saw me looking at her. That's the worst thing to do. The worst thing to do when you're in a place like that and you don't want to spend money is look at them, because they know they got you at that point, right? So she saw me staring at her. She walks over to me. And she's like, hi, what are you doing? And I was like, you know, just hanging out here with a friend. She's like, do you want to go to the back? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, we can go to the back and I'll do a private dance for you. And I was like, man. Okay.
Is that the noise you made?
Uh-huh.
In the back?
Yep. And then she threw me on the bed, and I was like... And then she pulled his shirt off, and my above-average penis got into play, started trying to rip through my pants, and I was like...
Do-do-do-dum.
Yep. I was like, oh, goddamn, Mariah Carey! And I took all my money out of my pocket. And I just gave her all my money. And I was like, I don't know how many dances this will get, but this is all of my monies, Mariah Carey's. And she took it. And I don't want to say how much money I was making as a DJ in a club, but it was the best 4.5 minutes ever.
How much money did you spend?
I don't know, man. It was all my money, though. It was really, really
sad. Like more than $100?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like more than $500?
No. I think I had a couple $100 on me or something.
That's crazy. In 4.5 minutes?
I felt like that. You know what I mean? Time flies when you're having a good time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.